I'll give you a little anecdote that when I first arrived at the scene early on at Raytheon at Point Mugu, there was a wonderful chief engineer there who was completely self-taught, and he was brilliant but relatively uneducated. But he was able to do wonders with electronic circuits and everything. But he found himself in a position where he had to do some computing of the dynamic response of the missile as it approached the target. We had two phases. One was a beam riding phase, and the second phase was a homing phase for the early missile. The beam riding phase, he wanted to compute the response of the missile as a function of what controls he was giving it. And the only way he knew how to do it was to do it step by step, different instances of time. He would say, I'm going to give it a certain amount of acceleration this time, next time it'll have gone this far, and the next instance of time it'll have gone that far, and if I put in some gyro feedback, I can stabilize the motion. He was very tedious. He had hundreds of lines of calculations he was doing by hand. And that's about when I arrived on the scene, and I looked at the problem he was solving, and I mentioned to him that there was a relatively simple analytical solution to the problem he was solving in a way. And instead of resenting that, he took me under his wing and really was my sponsor within the organization for a long time.